That's a bizarre dog fight that we seem to have found ourselves in at the moment, isn't it? Wrexham, this time last week, we were worried about what would happen with the owners, and all of a sudden, we seem to be picking and choosing who we want to be as our owners. It's a situation that is troubling me, because I get the feeling it needs to be resolved fairly quickly before fairly dire consequences could be visited upon us. And I'm not trying to be coy in how I'm putting that. I'm not sure the exact circumstances, but people I know who know what they're talking about are a bit worried about the situation behind the scenes financially. And my worry is just, well, something's got to be done fairly quickly, but a hurried choice is never necessarily a well-considered one. I'm a little bothered that there seems to be these two camps, the back to booth bid and the trust on the other hands, and there clearly from this morning has been, or from last night, has been a schism between the two groups. I'm bothered because I'm not in full possession of the facts, and I'm bothered that rather than have a united front, because what I really want to see is a club which puts the fans and the community first. I would say that there's a possibility both bids are offering that to greater or lesser extents. I want to see the club run by the people who love it. I'm a little bothered that it seems to now be a bit of a PR war broken out between the two camps. I'm not trying to point fingers at either side, because I'm not in full possession of the facts. I worry that the trust, who I've got to be honest, I will say this, my pull is towards them on an ideological basis. I suppose the whole concept of fans running the club attracts me. I'm bothered that they've not been able to flesh out the meat on the bones of their deal. Now, I'm not saying that it would be it's unprofessional not to do that. You might argue that it's not wise to be blowing your trumpet in public so much, but I think that Stephanie Booth has changed the sort of PR landscape, if you like, whether that's healthy or not. I think Phil Wynne has as well, by coming out and by talking a lot to the media. And as a result, I suppose my position is my emotional inclination is to back the trust. But it's sort of hard to do that if you're not totally sure what you're backing. I understand why maybe the trust don't feel they're in a position where they can publicise things, but because it has turned into a bit of a PR dogfight, one which Booth is winning, they're not being painted in a positive light, and that as well in itself is, I think, an unhealthy thing for the club. But for us, should I say, not for the club. Well, ultimately for the club. I worry this. I don't know whether it's the right thing to divulge more detail on their bid. I think they've now been painted into a corner where possibly they have to. At the moment, they're being made to look a little secretive. They've not really given much reason, if you like, for people to back them, apart from taking them on trust, which is, one could argue, is not unreasonable on their part. But they're also, I don't know, in saying there'd be a meeting in mid-March, they look like they're slow-moving as well, and I think they maybe need to do something to dispel those suspicions, even if it's just to put out a palliative message, just to keep people calm. I don't know, but I am concerned to find that... Oh, God, I was going to say, I'm concerned to find that things aren't going smoothly. How naive am I for thinking that anything to do with Wrexham off the pitch, or indeed on it, could go smoothly.